you would, grab your notes. We're going to be talking about walking with the family through the death of a child. This hour, my name is Kevin Carson. I have the privilege of serving Christ as pastor of Sunrise in Ozark, Missouri, as well as the department chair of biblical counseling at Baptist Bible College and Theological Seminary in Springfield, Missouri, where we have an online master's degree and other programs there in biblical counseling. And then I do have the privilege, too, to teach and have for years here at Faith in their master's program, and that's a great blessing as well. It is a joy to be with you. It is just good to be with you. Let me have a word of prayer with you as we get started on this journey this morning. Lord, thank you for the pleasure to be here with these brothers and sisters and with those that are watching online now. And I just pray that you'll be honored with our time together, both from a standpoint that may minister to us individually, for those in this room that have experienced the loss of a child, as well as we seek to serve those that are around us. Lord, it is a pleasure to be your representative to people and to seek to serve your children. And in the loss of one of our children, the significance of it and the pain of it at times can seem so great. And I pray that you would help us and help them to be able to do that well as we seek to serve. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to be talking about walking with the child through the, walking with the family, I should say, through the death of a child. This is a particularly important topic to me and my wife, as almost 23 years ago, we lost our first baby. And it was a normal day, right? You go to the doctor, at least in my case, we never expect bad news. You go to the doctor expecting good news, our first baby. In our premarital counseling, they said to us, you ought to wait 5 years and then have your first child. That's a good wait. And we didn't know any better. And we said, sure, that's fine. And put it on the calendar, about 5 years. Okay, let's have a baby. And so, sure enough, Kelly gets pregnant. And so we start this journey. Never been down this path before. It was back when it was pre-cell phones, so it was a little bit of technology ago as well. And so as we started this journey, we went to a doctor's visit, and they said, well, it looks like you may be having twins, or actually we can't tell. So we need to send you to a specialist. So they sent us to a perinatologist, and it's the first time we ever heard of that word, much less understood what this particular doctor did. And as we went to visit with her, she had much better technology, and she described that my wife had a tumor of the placenta. It doesn't happen often. We're one of those one in thousands and thousands and thousands of cases. She said, this is what you can expect. And she laid out a path, and it almost went exactly according to that path. I was in Nashville, Tennessee. We live in Springfield, Missouri. I was in Nashville. My granddad was having open-heart surgery. Kelly was about 25 weeks pregnant and was teaching a Bible study and felt like that she was starting to have contractions. And so while she taught, she just kind of kept marking lines on her page, noticing how often she was having in them. And when she was finished with her lesson, she talked to a friend and they said, I think, sure enough, those are contractions. And they took her to the emergency room, and there they found out, yes, she is in labor. And so that was way too early. I'm in Tennessee. They called a friend who called a friend who called a friend and eventually found me. And I immediately flew back. She was in intensive care for a while, then eventually got to the spot in intensive care where they said, you face now danger, so we have to take this baby. So Kayla was born. That was her name. She was born very early and young. And she lived and was doing fine until she wasn't. She ended up getting sick, and in the process of, she was born sick, but the tumor had compromised her immune system, and she was born a big baby when she had about an extra, about a pound. She was about a pound over her weight, what it should be, just because of edema. And the doctor, she again started fine, her kidney quit functioning, and the doctor basically said, your only hope for your child is if she starts to pee, right? So you have to pray her kidneys will work. And we prayed diligently. I was a senior adult pastor. We had a couple hundred senior adults. They prayed with us. They walked with us through it. And over time, it became apparent that she was not going to live, and she died just a couple days later. That's a tough loss when it's your first child. I think it's a tough loss anytime, of course. I think it's especially tough, is probably what I should say, when it's your first child. You come home, as maybe some of you have experienced or your counselees, and a nursery that's prepared is empty. A life full of dreams is gone. In the process of our daughter, her birth, my wife's sister had a baby 1 week later. And so we still have a niece that is the same age as Kayla, and we rejoice in that, just a sweet, sweet niece to us. But it's been a wild journey over those 23 years. To be honest, I have talked very little about it. I think it especially hit us hard when she turned 18. And when she turned 18, I actually wrote a blog about it. And that blog was so popular that I've started writing a blog each year, because I recognize that there's a lot of people who need to be served in one way or the other that have lost children. So that put us on a path. My first counseling case after our loss actually was interesting, because this particular couple had a baby in the same intensive care that ours was in, and she had been there. This particular couple was a little guy, and he had been there a month before they sent him to St. Louis, and this little guy had died as well. And so this couple came and contacted us. I'm not sure how they heard about us, but they came in for counseling. Well, they arrived about the same time that Bill Pyatt and his wife did, and Bill is my partner at Sunrise as well as at Baptist Bible College, and Bill is an ACBC fellow. And so he actually was from here at Faith in this counseling ministry. Bill came, and he and Marianne were just new to our ministry, and we had decided it would be best or wisest if we sat in on each other's counseling for a little while, just to be familiar with how the other person works and what they do and all of those kind of things. And so he picked this case to sit in on. So he and Marianne are behind my counselees. My counselees are here at the front of me, a man and his wife, and then I'm sitting here, and we start talking, and they start telling me about the loss of their baby. And in the process of having gone through it recently, we knew a lot of the same people. And I just said to them, I said to her, do you have any pictures? And she pulled out an entire folder of pictures, and we just started flipping through them. In the process of flipping through them, you can tell I'm crying now, I started crying. And I cried. I think we probably wept together about an hour. Just picture after picture. They told me stories. They were just getting me engaged with their particular story. And as we went through it, I kept sitting there thinking, I am sure Bill and Marianne Pyatt think they've made the biggest mistake of their life, right? This is not biblical counseling. This dude just cries, right? So it impacted counseling, no doubt. Another friend shortly after that actually lost his son. He had a brain aneurysm, and he was a teenage young man, and their son died, and I went to the house to sit with this particular family, and while we were there, I remembered the impact that asking this one family had had to just share some pictures had had. And so while we were sitting at their kitchen table, I said, you don't have a few pictures, do you, that we could just look at and rejoice in some of your memories? And of course, she did, and they were happy to share it. And I sat with them for some time.